Hello, my name is Wichita Rutherford, and this is 5 Minutes with Wichita. And here's what I do. I go out into the world, and I talk to all the big bluegrass stars and see what's on their mind and kind of check on them. And every week, there's a secret word. And if the artist says that secret word during their interview, well, I have to do something special. And what is that something special? Well, you have to tell me. Now, I check my emails every week, and this in here is from Katsway S, over in Japan. Oh, that's a long way off. Katsway says, if the artist says a secret word, you have to make yourself a bee beard out of honeybees. I can do that. All right, let's check with Charlie Daniels for today's secret word.
Hi, everybody. This is Charlie Daniels, and today's secret word is valance.
Valance. Thank you, Charlie. All right, let's see who this week's guest is. Why, it's Rob McCurry from the Del McCurry Band, banjo player and hunter extraordinaire. And you know what else? He's the one playing the banjo you're hearing right now. And a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed his brother, and he said the secret word, and I had to whoop him. Thank you for being here, Rob.
Well, thank you, Wichita. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Now, when was the first time you actually became aware of a banjo?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I was probably aware of a banjo before I knew what a banjo was.
Is that because your daddy was all the time playing a banjo around the house?
Oh, yeah. He was originally was a banjo player, and then, I just grew up around it.
So what was the first song you learned?
Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Oh, it's so precious. I can see your mother right now all relaxed and smiling while her six-year-old learns how to play Foggy Mountain Breakdown for hours and hours and hours. Bless her heart. Now, did you always want to play banjo for a living? I mean, a lot of boys grow up going, I'm going to be a fireman and I'm going to be a policeman. Or an army man. Did you always want to play banjo for a living, or did you understand? How'd that come about?
Oh, I don't know. I guess after 3 or 4 years of playing, I was kind of figuring out that, you know, I could play the thing. Yeah. You know, I could learn just about anything I wanted to learn on it, you know.
Yeah.
But I think even before then, I've always hoped I could do this for a living.
Now, are you the oldest one or the youngest one of the three kids?
Wichita, I'm the youngest one.
And your hobby is hunting.
Yeah, I love to hunt. I sure do.
Well, then what's your favorite thing to hunt?
Oh, wild turkeys.
Mm. Yeah, is that the kind of turkeys that'll bite you? Why do they call them that?
They're called wild turkeys because they're out in the wild, you see. They're pretty plentiful.
Well, they definitely were plentiful up where I'm from because they bite my uncle all the time. And you could tell when they did because he'd be dancing and singing and hanging around with the ugliest women you ever seen. And this one looked just like Little Roy, the guy that used to help my daddy burn trash. Shoo. Now, Rob, I come to the show the other night Jens is doing, and you had a new banjo. So what? Tell me about that new thing you got there. What is that?
I'm playing an old Gibson, about a 1940 Gibson RB75.
It sure is loud.
Yeah, it is loud. It's old. It's supposed to be loud.
You don't look very happy right now, Rob.
Well, Wichita, I'm just kind of waiting to see if I'm going to say the secret word today or not.
Well, guess what? You're the first one that ain't said the secret word, and that's pretty lucky.
I guess that's kind of odd, but I remember when you interviewed my brother, and he said the secret word.
I remember that, and I had to fight him, and he lost.
You thought that was funny, didn't you, Wichita?
No, sir.
Wichita, I believe that's Eddie Van Halen over there.
Where? Son, that ain't Eddie Van Halen. That's the old lady.
Take that. We call this the Fool Nelson. And this one's called the Scissor Lock.
That tickled.
Ow!
And of course, this one's called the Broken Arm. Oh. Well, that was Wichita's first interview with me, Rob McCurry. Tune in next week.
And hear me say, Rob McCurry is a pretty good... Okay, Rob McCurry is the greatest man in the whole world.
All right, this has been 5 Minutes with Wichita, and he'll see you.
So do you want me to wash your truck now, or what? Wait, or what? Is that a yes?